By Sivka Tess. First time in the mikvah, and you're chayvish, the person inside the mikvah. So come along to Rishonim, they want to say that it's a problem. Ha'ezeh Meguno. Tell exactly what is the case over here that's Meguno. So the way the Mechaber goes, the Mechaber says, if it's Nemso, it's Meguno, otherwise not Meguno. When the Mefarsh and the Shachan Taz explains, because maybe she'll take her hand out, the one is being kavush, and therefore come out to be less than Nemso. What's the less than Nemso? Then you're talking about something that's not a kosher mikvah. It's a shash, therefore it's only double Meguno. The Shach does bring down a second Ma'amokim based upon Revosh. I want to say even more than Nemso is also going to be lost. Any mikvah is going to be a problem. And the Svara, the Sitar explains, comes from the Kesef Mishnah. Because you would push someone into a mikvah, it looks like a joke. It's like you're swimming, you know, you push people and you have a fun time. You also, when you push someone into a mikvah, it looks like a joke. And therefore, the baya, even if it's more than emesah, or well, the way that someone explains, can you, when you push a person in, looks like a problem chatzitza. That's how they explain Pesham the Shach. Maestro, the place can vicar, do not go like the Shach. They go like the pashas of the Rishonim, and how the going goes over here, and Taz. And there's a problem over here, dafka, if it's emesah, either maguna, otherwise you don't have a problem. Therefore, they say in the case when the isha needs help, for example, someone's your hair sticking out, you push it in, a lot of the loch is not a problem. And again, the shach does bring it down, but most of the person can say, so it's not a shayla loch. That again, all the time we're going to be machma, being clavish a person in the dafka when it's namso, like the steamers of the machaber. So, Flavin is saying the loch that when a person goes into the mikvah and puts his feet inside, he doesn't have to pick up his feet. And most of the shayla is exactly why. You put your feet inside, you're touching the bottom. Most, why is it a chatzitza? The side we see over here, when you have a Mayan Makdimim, when water comes first, exactly the case I emphasize, once you see that water came first, therefore since you have the mikvah over here and you put your feet inside first, therefore it's not a problem. And therefore, even though your feet are touching the ground, it's not considered a chatzitza, no problem. Now, the Handik is going to discuss, is there a maila at all to jump to pick up your feet? I used to see one of the Gdolim when I used to do that, he used to jump. And I, for this reason, because you know, my sister chatzitza, so Avon said the land is no meaning at all, no mila to it, and the Oscar brings it down that way. But my sister, you know, so God left me to do it that way, but my sister, the halacha is clear, we don't see anywhere among the Paiskim, and the halacha is no problem, my Makinim, and therefore, I don't think, I never heard the women jump or pick up their feet, Shiloh and the Vada, they leave their feet down. Sorry? Yeah, so I'm not going to be a Maya Makiva, so watch the Shiloh. The Shiloh is even a Maya or not. So you should go to the, you should do it. So my son said there's no Maya, and you don't tell your wife to be a Yerushimayim and jump, no problem. Sif Laman Aleph is a long Sif, but Kitzel comes out. First over here, there are really three different sugis over here. First, the sugi cannot be totaled inside the Kli. When you have a mikvah, in Dinda Reis, after you adopt a Ma'ayin, something that's in the Karakol, you take a Kli and you make Mem Sons out of it, the Kli is not Mechubar, it's Dinda Reis, it cannot be totaled inside the Kli. That's clear and that everyone agrees to. Based upon that, now along the Mahosh Hashanim of Gaiza Otomar Chatzois, the Gemara Tal Vov and Beis, brings down, at least Mahamino Xerah Mahatzois, the Gemara Maskon is Mahosh Hashanim. And therefore, the Ravid understands, based upon the Raisin and the Mishnah Mikvois, that there's also a Gezerah that cannot be tovel upon Caleb, because if you tovel upon Caleb or inside Caleb, you end up being tovel inside Caleb, not Mechaber. Therefore, it comes along and says, Yapi Machmer. That's where the Mechaber is building from, and since once we had the law for Ein Tvoilim be Caleb, can be tovel inside the Caleb. Therefore, you cannot be tovel on top or inside any Caleb. That is even a case that is Mechaber. Now, just a for us, it was not really much enough community without a person, but then again, when you tell Caleb, this halacha, the Ravid is building from the Mishnah Mikvah, by case of Caleb. And those who are Mechabes in Caleb and a person, but most of the Mechabes is going based on the Ravid, there's no chilek. However, everyone agrees this halacha applies by Caleb itself. If, for example, you want to be Tevil Caleb, Tevilus Caleb, you want to put your knife inside a pot and Tevil together, you're being Tevil inside a Kli. And therefore, the Chora do not help. And even B'dieved, the way the Mechabal via Paskin, B'dieved won't help. I in the Maisa, you go to the mikvah and you see you have these reshets over there, or you have these other kelim. In fact, the Vos and the Vos, the Maisa, go to the mikvah, you see all these times you have these things. So, glad I heard those in the mikvah won't not be too happy with it. But the Maisa, well, Vos says that rather not a problem. Why? Because they have nylon. That's not Mechabal Tumah, the Klal over here, the Chumah the Rav is, Dafka's Mechabal Tumah. Nylon is not Mechabal Tumah. I, we learn in Simukum Sadik, I told you that place game, by the begodim made out of nylon and plastic, it is considered mekabel tumah. That provides begodim a special rebuy. That all begodim have a gedim mekabel tumah mitzad ksamim. At the beggar, but it's not a beggar, it's not a kli. Then everyone agrees that plastic and is not nichel and null, is not nichel together of tumah and atara, not even rabbanon. Therefore, it comes out that these nylon nets that give you avad and not problem to the vosmer. He says, I'd have metal sometimes. What? Not in this case. You'll have a shaka, you're still being terrible inside the kli. Even though the same thing doesn't make a difference. It's not a baguette. And therefore it's nylon, not a couple of tumble. So the bonus said two things. The first of all, he said the net, even though the same clay is plastic. But what he says, And he said, oh, even though sometimes you see there are metal things there, they say that make sure in a way the mavat the same clay from it, he says. He doesn't explain exactly how, if it's metal over there. Now, a core and any pot, you table inside, you take a knife, you put it inside the pot, you table two things together, core, but everything not yet. Therefore, if you know you did that, it's a dove shesh to matiyim, and I feel a bell of light bottle, and therefore, before you have to be table everything now you have inside the house, you go, let's get wrong.
Unless it's a big
carrot, all your knives, you did all your knives, it's not a big carrot, take all your knives. We're talking practically over here, right? That's if it's our way, you care for me, I've had to. No, the whole rive has come from the Mishnah Mekfois by Kalim. The Mishnah Mekfois came to a person. The whole Makor of this Halakas came. Everything used to Kalim. All of them is Makhloik Shetaz wants to make, but it's one of the Rosh and others. But the whole Makor is Kalim. I know what Rav says over here. I saw the author say it over here, and it's based upon this. The saying is, what's that to these nets? You just go that to the nets, or that's the clay itself, not inside the clay. Okay, then I have to put my mind back into say this. I'm to revolt the right that we are based upon the halacha. Even though shaka doesn't help over here, this halacha doesn't help. In this case, if you toil in the kli, it doesn't help over here, correct?
Get back to it.
But in my case, we have one trick over here, toil that toil inside the kingdom itself, namukhu, and maitha vadis, right? So, here, Exeril, a second thing built upon that, the Rebbe says, the Tevel Gabi Kelem Exeril Chad Sois. A third thing, the way it must go to the Rashi and Tosis is, there's a sugya over here, Mitzat Pachad. Now, there's a chil between the two things, the Exeril of, on top of Kelem, it can be, even, also like Tila, even with the Yevet. The case of Pachad, the Maisel Maskon is, the Vanad also like, with the Yevet, the Gavn, the Bach, once you Machman by Kli Cheres, the Shach, it's agreed, the Pachad, by Kli Cheres, also can be Mekel, and therefore by Pachad, the Maisel, the Pachad, can say, also like with the Yevet, we'll get to Nafkaninas. The first stuff, again, we're coming out of two gezeiros on this. The gezeir mitzad agave kelim, the gezeir mitzad pachad. Now, mitzad agave kelim, the ged over here, we see clear from the chaber based upon the raivet. The ged is dafkas mekabel tumo, if it's not mekabel tumo, we make hold. Therefore, it's mekabel tumo, whether it's in the medris, or mekabel tumo, even on the outside, magra, any kebolas tumo, the gezeir, or to mechartois. And the obvious kash to the nice kelim, the Heineken's form is, in the wild world, do you make gzeiro dafkos mekabel tumo, the home place for gzeiro to mechatzois? Let's say you have a mechatzois made of kli even, or you have a mechatzois kli glolim. Avad if you tell them, sorry, the tefillah is not good tefillah deraiso. So why in the world would go to dafkos case of tumo and not go to all kelim? Because the ma'aseh all kelim when it's yavik kli, you tell them, sorry, even with the even, it won't be a good tefillah deraiso. So the way of the swarm is made to say they descended to the Aruch HaShulchan without explaining, because the Aruch HaShulchan himself is not exactly a good reason why. He says, the Maisha, since the Moin Amdik can make a mistake, Otum Chatzois, they'll only make a mistake upon something that's Makabal Tumor, because the Maisha is standing upon something that's Makabal Tumor, they'll only make a mistake in such a case, otherwise they won't make a mistake. And then the Rav Shulchan himself goes on writer, that's why I want to say the Russian and the other Rishonim argue in this part of the Shishoid, because what exactly the Avonah for it is. But Echshiyah Lamaisa is clear, the Gedra is from the Paiskim, it's Dafka, something is from the Kabbal Tumor. Now this Tumor, the Rabbananat, Muhammad Padova, and the Zotari, all of them go back and forth, is even by case of a Kli, the Rabbanan, for example, the Kulkus, the Rabbanan, the Matechus, the Reiso, the Kharis is nothing, but Kli, Kulkus is a Shiloh. However, the person say, of course, the Eitzah, what to do, let's say the Mikvah does have this problem, that there is a Kli on the bottom that is Mekabal Tumor, they say put something on top of it that's not Mekabal Tumor, put a rock on top, an heaven on top, won't be a problem, that even though you're on top of something that's not Mekabal Tumor, on top of something that is Mekabal Tumor, it says Lavosh, the person after being down Lavosh, is that one top of another, they say that as long as you personally are not standing on top of something that is Mekabal Tumor. Based on this, the body has a shell, therefore, let's say you're standing on top of something that is Mekabal Tumor, and you jump. So now you're not Mekabal Tumor, you're top of water that's on top of Mekabal Tumor. So you have a reason about this, it's jumping help and makes the oist the bayah on top of something that's Mekabal Tumor. A shell. No, but since we see as long as you're not touching the floor, you're touching something else, touching that in the Seder, so what happens if you jump? You're not touching it anymore. The Gzeret is when you're touching it. What? Oh, right, what's the Gzeret? The Gzeret is dafka when you're touching the floor or not? We see that the Paiskim clearly not the way that if you're on top of a Mekabal Tumor, it's on top of Mekabal Tumor, there's no problem. There's a hefsek in between. That's fine. So what happens when you jump? So you say that is good. Okay. Yes, No, the sword mechalik is when you jump, it looks. But Maisa, there's a long taj of here, numerous passages was discussed, what to do with the mikvahs, with the Nesarim HaKfuim. What comes out, just very big kids, if you read the taj very clear, and all the passages very clear, they basically come out to four levels over here. There's one level over here that already was a Kli that's already the Medrash, already was a Mekabal Tumor, and now you come to be Kveid in the Karko. Taz being down to Shmahalach, and he being down to argue with you, but that's one level. A second level was not Medrash yet, wasn't Roy, but you put it inside the bottom, and then you left the Lo'ilim without Mismorim. A third level was not a Kli, and you put it in the bottom with Mismorim. And then the fourth level is that time you want to ask everything less than Zav on them. Those are the four levels from the Taz, and all the Paz can go back and forth what the Ikkel Alok is. The way it comes out, the Ikkel among the Paz game is that once it's a Kli and you convey it, we're going to be Machmer. Once it was not a Kli and you leave it in the Oilam, we're going to Machlekes. Yesh v'yesh. When it was not a Kli and you leave it with Mismorim, the Ikkel of the Paz game, the Maisa, are Makel. However, as all the Swam end off, Chlor, is that why get involved with Machlekes? Why build the Mikkel of these problems in the Sarim? Just build it with Avonim, or take care of the problem of Nisam Bekfum, and therefore Be'ikah you should do it with Avonim. However, let's say when you built them, if you're not the way, don't lechat chila show that you have a problem when you lies upon the mikvah and change it, unless you anyway do a construction, then change it. But lechat chila, if I can say, you're not going to bow the shell of Nisam being Kveya, and just put an Avonim in the beginning. The part of the shell is you have no hilchus of Tumah very well. My problem, we didn't get there yet. And you have to know the Kolam of, a part of it is big Machlokes, what the Gedarim of Royal Medrash, even part of the Tumah of Taz is Machlokes. If it's Royal Medrash, maybe. Where the Taz comes out, very interesting. Taz says, even Royal Medrash, even though you have not danced for Medrash yet, still it comes to be Machlokes. And then he ends up saying, we don't pass like that. The other place can forget, and the other way, that Royal Vada, you can be Makel. That's what the Taz goes, therefore it comes along and says, right, everyone has their Kulam. Kit Bezer comes out, we try to be Machman, I get onto the Shiloh, and we build the only thing not negated to Tumah. What is more negated is the second aspect of the Gzeirah of the Pachad. The Gemara is clear, the Maskona, that everyone agrees to the problem of Bisuso, of having Pachad over there. Now, Stam, there seems to be a basic Machlokes over here. Let's say you have something that is Mukhubar, but less than 4x4. In the gedel, we had to take care of pachad. The mechaber said, that's before tefachim. Tefachim is 40 centimeters barach. 40 centimeters by 40 centimeters, according to the bigger shear, the chaznish, job plus 39, but 40 centimeters is barach the shear. Now, what happens if it's less than 40? A standard step is less than 40 centimeters, a regular step. But it's mechaber. Every step you have in the mikvah is mechaber. Is this halacha a case of even when it's mechaber? Well, no, ma'aseh, when it's mechaber, you have any pachad walking down the step? You have no pachad. So the ikkar that coming from the sifra on the bay is the case of shiloin. Shiloin over there is you put in these pipes that have two upper ends are open. Therefore, no problem with kabel tumah, strictly eight. And therefore, no problem putting it inside. Now, pipes are pashas not 40 centimeters by 40 centimeters. You're putting it in. Why is it not a problem inside pachad? Why is it not a shiloh? Come on, the Rakshul says, you know why? Even though it's less than 4x4. But so what? Maishas mechaber. Once you mechaber it inside, and all you said, a pachad is dafka, you're putting a chair there, you're going to topple over, a bench or something that's not mechaber. Something that is mechaber, less than 4x4 is not a problem. That means it'll come out, any step that you go on in the mikvah is mechaber. It might be less than a 4x4. Of course, it's not a bayah. Now he's quoting Rosh, the Shir Sheva Levi seems to go this way, that the whole you said, a pachad is dafka, it's not mechaber. The Bada Shulchan quotes it, he disagrees, said, Aruch HaShulchan, come to the Rosh, Lushitosai, we go like the Raivit, and once a time, no, Pakeret, the Loch is even more than 4x4, there still is a Gedder of Pachad, and therefore he says, a Chiddush, that in the case of Shiloin, these pipes are when you dug into the Mikvah, and you put the Shiloin, these pipes there, and therefore not at level, so there's no height to it, and therefore there's no Pachad going on over there. And he himself lives to Arachin, that's on the Pashtus. He says, you must say that because anything is less than 4x4, even though it's not Mechaber. The Maisha is a Baya of Pachat. Then it comes out, the Machlok is a Poisking, body that was with Shir Sheva Levi, or really that gets out of the Shulchan. If something is Mechaber, any step can be titled upon. Now, that means, I've seen numerous times, you know, Kibra, Hashanah, Mikvah's packed, so what do you do? There are steps, there's a platform. Well, first by Noshim, very simple. By Noshim, you go to a platform, there usually are two or three platforms, depends how tall or how short you are. Therefore, they have go down, there's 40 centimeters, they turn two steps, another 40 centimeters, another two steps, another 40 centimeters. So fine, and usually the Noshim do not be terrible on the steps, they're only terrible upon the platforms, which the color day is not a problem. The problem is when you go to the men's mikvah, what?
That's why they're
there, for to get the height, to get the size, and yeah. That's what their platform's for. That's how the body writes. The body writes, according to Shari'at, the Ilham, make sure your platform is spent on how tall you are, how short you are. It says, so Maisha Yom Kippur we mentioned last time already has a Gedder like Noshim. And Maisha we see him. So, but the Evid Avad is good, no problem, no rent. Maisha, but the you can slip. First of all, I see guys slip on the steps. Maisha is slippery. I see people, the Maisha, again, if you give the Gedder men like women, Avad right now you have to go back because the Evid claw is good, but also it's Filo, it's called Alocha. But L'chadchila Vada comes out that a person should not be terrible upon the steps. I've seen people do it all the time. And before you should go to the platform, only terrible upon the platform. Otherwise, according to the Vada... What?
Only according to the
Vada. Yeah. The Sheva Levi is not clear. I'm saying the Sheva Levi says that way because he's not a Machalik. It's the Vada versus Aruch HaShulchan. Now, to me, it's very strange. I looked around numerous forums, I always do, and no one discussed this aspect. It should be a clear question. What happened to any steps? Shematia, they told me in Lakewood, that Rav Abadi, his mikvah, specifically his steps are very wide, 40 centimeters for this reason. Why not the steps itself are 40 centimeters? What? Are you talking? No, by the ladies. What? So, but mine's the kind of a basic machlokes over here, what is a loch of a step? Is it from a pachad or not pachad? Now you can argue the point, why is a pachad, who's afraid of steps? But my says, and it is mechaber. Oh, by the way, again, the body is machmen, and it comes out. Go to Malach and the body, the Torah, or Hashem, or Hashem, or Kippah, or any regal, should make sure that we title upon the platform and not upon the steps. What? No. The first, how do I know? How do I prove it? No. I'm sure you'll find somebody in the Mishnah that Skalski man says it, but no. But come out of Machlokes Mamash Vakert now. Let's say you have a Kli that's not Mechaber, but it's more than 4x4. What's the Loch in that case? More than 4x4. So the Bali says, Pacha, it can fall over. He's standing on the Kli. There's not Mechaber Tumah, it's plastic, nylon, whatever you want. You have a chair over here, you go inside. Let's say you make a chair more than 4x4. He says, so what? The whole time, case of 4x4 Mechaber is Dafkun's Mechaber when it's 4x4 Mechaber. That means it'll come out anything, even anything at all in terms of the budding of four, according to Aruch Shulchan Aruch Karet. The whole case of Mechaber, you need 4x4 is one when it's Tolish. According to Mechaber, according to Aruch Shulchan, if it's Tolish and it's 4x4, there's no one in the Pachad. It's kind of a two machlokshin over here going on. According to Aruch Shulchan, 4x4 helps with Tolish. According to the Bada Shulchan, it does not even help with Tolish. It still be a problem with that Pachad. And the Bada Shulchan is very clear. He says 4x4 and it's Tolish. Maisa says, no, it doesn't help at all. Maisa Pama Pachad. Two different Bada Shulchan, the both of the Shulchan, that's his mouth. According to Aruch Shulchan, go for Karet. Two separate machlokshin over here. Now, they do discuss mitzvah pachad, does it help now that we have rails, mice we can hold on to or not, and therefore the Vavot want to say, b'shat ha-tzorich, if it's tzorich upon a rail, who can be afraid because of it? They discuss about the issue of imen agav, the whole reason why you're afraid that of pachad, she won't do a good tefillah, someone's watching her, making sure she does a good tefillah. Also, this is for Vavot v'bay b'tzorichin. The way how Shlomo Kuzo goes to Maskan, he says, if you have both, someone watching over you, and you have a rail, there's no problem. Pachad, the mice, can be makel. So in the case you don't have it. In case you don't have it. No, according to, that's going to... That's only right. Mice, the person don't want to make all the issues on top of you. No one wants to. But here, mice, you have two things. You have something holding on.
A rail with
a... There's only two things you makel. When you're railing with the person, he says you can't be makel. No problem with Xer, the abundance, but you have also a tefillah, so you have two things. Maestas will come out. You have what to be said for Yom Kippur now. You have a railing. No one's watching us. You don't have that. To forget. You're back to the platform.
Don't have
long hair. Nothing to look at. It's nice that it comes out that Lachur, women have a better head than men. It comes out right now. That the women have someone watching and you have a railing. Men don't have that. Before men certainly have to go on the platform, and the women, Lachur, have what to be said for not to go on the platform. No, first you have to get them all to the Tefillah, where the railing is, how low down it is.
You
have to under the railing. Fine, we said that maybe you should not be holding anything, but you have it to say that. Fine. Sifflam and Gimel is a local based upon a tip that based on the Sigurdat and Zayin, a person not going to a normal into a port where their boats are. So why? Because if you get over there, you come out, even though you don't see anything upon yourself, the water washes away. Now one tit we're discussing over here is the Shiloh, the way the shot goes, the gun goes, the Madaka, tit that's ovo, tit that's yovo, the Greek tit's very thick, it sticks the person, and the mashing and all of the tits, of course, should be beseder. The way the Shulchan goes, no, all tit the mice is a problem. So the mice, you should not go place the tit, it's only going to be Nageya, when you go to the ocean, which anyway you should really be doing for different other reasons. So you really should go to Mikla, not really Nageya to us. They do say Stamazai, let's say the water, what? Kalem, and we're going to the mikvah that has tit inside? No, next thing. There are three levels here. There's a level of tit, yavon, we're makmer. There's regular tit. And then there's dirty water. The Pesachim say, let's say you stomach have dirty water, muddy water. So if it's a getter that an animal, a behemoth, can drink from it, the aparo, the words of Mamashik, the animal can drink from it, then the kola day is not definitely a getter of tit. Tit is dafka, mud, dirt. If you want to go to, you're saying like going to the water where it's muddy the water, if a paro, an animal, drink from it, then the mice will be a problem. That's not considered a tit. The stuff to the water is not considered a chatzitza at all. That's mitzvah tit. Now the person do argue by tit, regular tit, what halach is. Some say, some say, based on the shach, it's only the thick of your feet. Chamish wants to be mekel. But again, it's not really negated us. The different cheetahs about tit. Oh, so Avosu says sand, chole yam is next to the chatzitza. It's next to the chatzitza. It's too small, next to the chatzitza. Yeah, that a person who goes into the ocean and walks by the sand is not considered a chatzitza. Siflam Adalid is also based upon the Gemara that Shmuel built with his daughters in the summer, according to some Rishonim, mats around them, etc. That people should not see them, because if people see them, they'll be, or afraid people are going to see them, they'll be typed away quickly, and maybe they will not do a good job. Again, if they know they did a good job, it's also like tefillah b'diyeved. However, l'chatchila, should make sure you go in a place where nobody sees you. Now, this geder of seeing the in of a pacha, that maybe you'll do it too quickly. So what is this geder? There are different things causing you to do it too quickly. One, people are looking, very simple. Another reason we see that Kemoshim exam, that Goyim is going to see you, and they're afraid of the Hezek of Goyim. They can see you go to the mikvah coming out. As Hezek of Goyim, that Kemoshim exam, that's Pshat and Beni Rucham. He doesn't explain exactly Ezer Hezek, but he brings down, it sounds like The shell there is this halacha miyuchud dafka for a single ring table or any pachas? For example, the place convincing the place culture years ago discussing you're going to water with our frogs inside, svadeim. Frogs. Is this nichel in its itzah that only good with the evet? Or no, it's even good with chilo, because have it loyal isif, because I'll say dafka people see you. It's coming on the base shloimel, brought down by the bishka zuto and the taisasol, very tiny. Meister Havla the Hoysev Chazal say Jacob, people are going to see you, otherwise they see your Orem, your Busha, going to run out. Therefore, only in that case will have killed to be Machmud with the Evans to be Mekel. That's the time. However, come along with Masham, and he says that the base Shlomo was the base of crime, and Ksav Yad says not the way, and Chor, the Baal HaShulchan says you have arrived, and the Akamosha itself says Ezek Magoi, it's love Jacob, people are going to see your Orem, it's all Pachas, and all Pachas you have to be Machmud for. Now, Ravaza ends off with Meister, we don't have any frogs to them. This manenu, it's not negeya to frogs, but it's negeya to all other things that make a person afraid. For example, from the art scroll, and my wife enjoyed typing these words in, a wife should be kept clean of spiders and water insects. Why? Because women are afraid of it. If you got spiders or bugs or certain mikvahs are not too clean, I know by men's mikvahs, I've seen interesting things there, and you don't feel too comfortable there. But Meister, women's mikvahs should make sure it's very clean. If not, the article wants a tiny nichel, and it's a locha, the only thing anybody ever, like a killer can't be, and therefore the women seem to be very machmah, their mikvahs, they're really very nice, very clean, special and beautiful mikvah just to make entice them to come. They should have any pacha, but mice you have to make sure there's no pacha there, number one. Another case the article brings down, based upon really the different makil earlier, it should not be too hot, not too cold, it should not be too dirty, because if not, people, when you go to men's mikvah sometimes, you go in as quickly as you can, you go as quickly as you can, because the water doesn't look too healthy. You just don't feel too comfortable being there. Therefore, it says the same thing the article, based upon this halach, the halach of Shulchan Aruch is finding, and therefore the mikvah has to be clean. Now, I would love them to put up the sign, the article in the men's mikvah also has to be clean. Ma'aseh Erev Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tovim, Tzvos Halacha, we have the same thing. But the Evad Yeshem Yilismach, the Chadchila should be clean. Another case coming down also, same idea. What? That doesn't help in this case. Ma'aseh, you want to go as quickly as possible. Sometimes the water is mind-boggling, you know, fine, right? And also based upon this, the water should not be too deep, the same exact story, the people are pachad upon it, the water is too deep, the isha is too small, and they're not a platform higher up, only lower down, it's too deep for her, and her head sticking out to make the bracha, it's not too gishmak for her, and therefore they all say it's also nichlis alocha pachad, that should do it too quickly, and therefore you should make sure to take care of these problems. The place can go the ikr, is in the pachad, goes to all cases. Now they do discuss, let's say you have to go to a place, in a public place, where I've heard different Gedolim say that always in the summer they seem to get calls from different places in the world where they want to know exactly how to be tovel in the ocean or other places in the wells, exactly how to do it. So the couple shallows is, first of all, mitzad the mod. The shallows, first of all, mitzad the mod. Another shallow they discuss is people are around and the problem of he falls and they do it too quickly. What exactly to do in such a case? They do. They go at night, fine, no one's around, but what to do when there's the pack of theirs? First they discuss, can you go in a bathing suit, posh a bathing suit? The first of all, does that help mitzad the chipozen? So the Dain Weiss says, of course, does not help mitzad the chipozen. You do it too quickly anyway, just like you're afraid of the Orem, who would be wearing bathing suit. Also, there's a bush, there's a natural bush to it. However, the way of the Bade says, the Maestro, let's say you have a choice, a bathing suit or Orem, a bathing suit we're not discussing tight, a Bade Sechatzitzo, talking about a robe on top of you, something that's loose, very loose, that, but the Eved is good. What? Yeah, but you're wearing it. So we have Ramon Sif Aleph that says, no, then no one, you don't see anything. When you're wearing a robe, people see you going into the water, and there is still a path. People don't, you see going swimming. Women usually naturally do not like people seeing them going swimming. Some people they're brought up that way. Fine, they weren't brought up, but maybe people see going swimming, it's not girls. They feel a path, and they want to go out quickly.
Either one, doing the DFB,
oh, so Shaul, now which b'di'evet is better? Is it better to wear a loose cloak and you're going against the Ramah, or the Maestro Pama Chipozim? So Bade says, better to wear something that's loose cloak and have the problem of himself out, look, he'll take it off. This Nichol Balok in Tzival of it, b'di'evet is mutu, and the person tells you, yes, Nichol b'di'evet. He times Nichol to the yes, it's better this way than the Gamal this halacha that you have a problem with Chipozim, and even though you could be Chipozim also, but just different levels of Chipozim. Hence, Orem is much more of a Chipozim than wearing a robe, which is posh, it's Balabatis. Therefore, if you're iffy in one of these places, it's better to wear a robe, and then they go Orem, and even though they're going against Ramah and Sefal, it's not against Ramah, it's Nichon to get a B'yev, that E.F. is Nichon to B'yev, they can do it even with Chathilo. This is the Badai Shulchan. You try to ask this question, we'll be asked. What? Well, yeah, but anything the pasuk we'll get to later on. One more. Anything that's stuck to your body is chatif. That body can't. Pasuk can say that any bathing suit is bad, even but the ever is not good. It's made a mark with. So we'll know next time. Yeah, the pasuk will mark with it. Why is it true? They're mark with. Bekdayam. We'll get to Shach and Sifm and Gimel, I think. Shach says, when it says we got him as mortis, afterwards you're up in our Mohodok. And therefore the Polish can say, based upon the Shach, the dying waste, others say, based upon this bathing suit also. Mohodok. Fine. Siflam and Hei is basically, you have to take it. So the eight, they say, also is to go with sandals inside. Now, there's a couple of problems with sandals. First of all, if you go with sandals that are makabel tumah, there's a shayla. First of all, this get a makabel tumah, is it dafka for things that you're stepping on? But let's say it's something you're wearing. Is that a problem or not? So the shayla among the poskim, the shayla Torah says that even though the makabel says you can wear clothing, it says dafka is not makabel tumah, it's makabel tumah, maisis, ma'akim im b'di'evet. What? No, it's standing on, not wearing. So the makabel says in Sif, Mem Gimel. No. But Sifman involved Tavuk Deb Mutas Labailo says the Shai Torah over there that Dafko something you're wearing, not something on your feet. He says you wear shoes or socks that are Makabal Tumah, you're back to our Lach and Siflam and Alf, and even with the evidence you're not going to be Yates the Tefillah. Therefore, if you want to go into the ocean and you have to make sure either you're wearing something that's not Makabal Tumah, which are plastic, which again allow the Shaila is something that might be Nichol Geder Beg, and therefore it is Makabal Tumah, you have to go to the Kabbalah Tumah. The place can say what you should do, you go in with Crocs and take them off, or whatever you're wearing, your sandals, take them off, then you stand in the water. But when you walk to the water, you're usually there's always a problem of mud there, or dirt there, you should always walk in something else, and then get into the water and take it off.
You can't stand out with
Crocs. You cannot stand, right, you have to stand in the water itself. You can't stand up with Makabal Tumah, you can't stand apart. So again, so the halacha. So this halacha, again, even though Sifn and Vav says you can title with Kalim, the place can, the Badai got it wants to be arguing on the Shari Torah, the Oscar one the Shari Torah, not the Badai. Shell is, what the get of shoes and socks are. Is Sif, Lam, and Aleph, that's for something standing upon or something you're wearing? The Pilate Sif, for example, Delay Ra, I'm not sure what that means. Delay Ra says that if you're wearing it, it's not Nichol, Sif, Lam, and Aleph, it wants to be Makel. But the Maestah Shai Torah and the Oscar Maestah the Machma, they tell you that even wearing it is Nichol Chutzlam and Alf, and therefore you have to make sure you're wearing it is not Makabal Tumah, if not, you're not Makan the Tefillah, even Bedi Ebed.
We all like you know
Sif Lamhei, the base planning one, Sam Zain, the Gemara says you should be told about Derek Geduloi. Derek Geduloi is long base station over here. A lot of the Havanas among the Shunim need a beer. But Maisel comes out, it's very simple. You go into the water and you lean a little bit forward. And the side over here, based on the price scheme, is that if you stand straight or you bend too much, then you have these creases that are really Makom Gula, and therefore the Nakasa base of storm that are being blocked. Same as it's Makom Gula, you have to be water to get there physically. Mashenkin, and you bend a little bit. So the Chazal say that when you bend a little bit, it's Megala, everything that is Makom Gula. If it's not Megala, then Nichol and base of storm. And what's the base of storm? It only has to be Royal Abiyah, and doesn't have to get water, Mamash has to get there. So when you lean a little bit in front of you, so everything, every avenue in your body, you spread your legs a little bit apart, your arms a little bit apart, then every part of your body that's Makom Gula Mamish, water gets there, whatever water does not get to it, it's based on storm, and that's the Seder. That's the kids' way you should do. So, well, not so big can do by us, also, I think they're told to leave a little bit in front of them, but anyway, they will, the Pesach can say, do 2 tefillahs based on the times of the Seder. We'll get to the next Simon, or really Simon afterwards, and Hoga, I think, in Klal Yisrael is that we anyway do 2 tefillahs, make a bracha in between. And usually, most of these problems are taken care of that way. Well, the Maaseh again, what comes out first is that Holger had to be Tovel is you lead a little bit in front of you, and then any Makom Gula comes in contact with water. What happens with the Eved? Either you stood straight, Zakhul B'Yaiser, or Shafzul B'Yaiser. So the way the Mechab brings down, Stam B'Yesh Oibim, the Pasha of the Mechab, the Shetar explains, is being Makel by the Eved. Not a problem, our Chushuv wants to be Makel by the Eved. And he said, the way how the Shlom Chuluk explains, because even though you stood straight, Pasha's water gets into these creases, into these avenues, and therefore, even though it's Makom Gula, water got to the Makom Gula. Now the Yesh Omer wants to be machman, say it's not good enough, and the Poshkim be'ikro b'shas and chak, Yesh Omer l'smach l'hakul b'shas and chak, means on Tzabayla, the next thing, b'shas and chak, the Poshkim saying, if you stood straight, or you bent forward all the way, without being terrible twice, the Maestro Poshkim say, to be b'shas and chak, you can be makul. However, there is a kashu here, the Taz ist, which before I take you all problems, check the Taz, he doesn't understand. What happens? When you walk in, and this might, we learned already that locha mayim makdimim, that water comes first, so from test, that water comes first, then there's no problem. The maisha is tverch and safia. There's a chiv between one another. What's the shail over here? So the way how the Taz answers, and echnami, if water is makdimim, no problem. Except she went in bent already all the way, shachal b'yoser, and therefore she had so many creases. The water did not get. There was no mayim makdimim. But comes out according to Taz, in Magnus Kulo, if you will go in straight, and then you bend too much forward, no problem, because my Makdimim, no problem at all, and Mutu. And if you go like the Taz, as the Tyre and the Kitsa and others, where you place and go, no problem. If you go in straight, you bend too much forward, don't be too much afraid, because my Makdimim, the Shachin, because the Kesev, he disagrees. He tines an interesting idea that says, true, when you went in my Makdimim, when you bend too much forward, it makes it too tight, and therefore, it makes it ace Maya Makdimim and loses the Maya Makdimim. Now, exactly why, as Zimim Akil says, he doesn't understand exactly why, and the way the Achronim really asks it, Chodeshoni is very clear, he says, don't understand. When you bend forward, it's too tight. But when your feet are on the ground, Maya Makdimim is not too tight. So why in the world are you bending forward? It's more tighter than your feet. Than your feet. 200 pounds, your feet on the ground? No, that's not too tight. But you bend forward, that's be tighter than someone's 200 pounds. Fine, he goes on trying to explain it, trying to answer it, but that's the main reason why the Pesachim don't like the Shach, don't really understand the Shach. And because the goes that tells the Mayim Makdim Chush not make a difference, even if you bend forward a lot, shouldn't be a problem. Like, the body wants to be Machmer, but however, all those Swam Ikkim are make, only kind of the Ikkim like the Taz, Mayim Makdim helps, and therefore should not be a problem. Therefore, anytime you go in, standing straight, and you lean a little bit forward, you go too much, it shouldn't be a problem. Now, there's some, just a Shaila, each of the Balas Bosser. She can lean forward or stand straight, whatever she is, but she has ripples all over herself and it ain't getting in. Maisha never opened up. There's no Maya Makdimim. So what exactly to do with such a case? So you have to like separate all the ripples and all the areas and avenues and make sure water goes in or not. Instead of also, that's based on storm. That's based on storm. And if it's really be a smaim, and as long as Chazal say go in, bend a little bit, that's enough. Anything past that, anything more than that, that's based on storm. All the ripples are based on storm. But again, you can really ask a shiloh when you lie and go to sleep, it opens up, but the soul is nothing to get a base of storm. It really depends on how you learn the base station, but you shouldn't how where do you find base of storm, but my sir have also said that's where you see my loch, it's clear that way, that's nothing to get a base of storm. Now Siflam Avov, Lamazayim is discussing the case how tall how high a mikvah should be. That means it should be a top of your tavua, the navel, the belly button, a zeres. Now, how big the zeris is, Vikr the place can go like the Baragur, it says, it's 3 tefachim, 3 tefachim is 30 centimeters, or Baruch, as the article writes, 12 inches above your navel it should be. 12 inches on top of it, that's how we get it, is for Chachilo.
Where is that measurement?
Where it come from?
Yeah,
oh, so now. 12 inches above your belly button.
What is that?
It's a feet, like a hand.
It's Chachilo. 12 inches. Now there is a shadow that others want to disagree with the getter of Zeres, but those want tiny means 2.5 centimeters, 2.5 tefachim, if it's tubing down which is dry, but the evidence to be stomach upon it. The Ramosha has an interesting malach, he doesn't like anybody. He wants to tiny the Zeres, means the Zeres of every specific Isha. He doesn't understand how it can be a stop code. So he says, depends on how tall you are, how short you are. Tiny the Zeres of the Isha herself. Her own Zeres, that's how the size should be above the, and that's why he tiny the Lashon. We never see any way the local place can say getter of Zeres. The own Zeres of the own person. But the Maestro Zan Hoga, as the Marcoin writes, which also writes, the getter seems to be the mikvahs are usually 120 centimeters, and there are different platforms there to make sure each is too short shouldn't be a problem. They go higher or they go lower. But again, if it's 2.5 tefachim is the Seder, 2 tefachim also be the end of the Seder. What the Maestro really should do is make sure you go to the mikvah that are different platforms and go to an avenue that goes up to your chest, Baruch, not too high, not to your neck, to your chest, and therefore then be table, and then you get it all the day, and not a problem. You have the lineage thing, you're off, you know. Okay. That's daytime, though. Now, Sif Lamachez, his bicker going back to Sif Chavzayin, which wasn't really discussed then that clearly, is a lacha about opening up a person's mouth. Now, it's based upon the Mishnah Mikvayis. The Mishnah there says that nasa sabu piyo, you put your hair into your mouth, or kafsa yadel or kartsa sifsa fel, gilo tavlo. The Mishnah says clearly, person the kartsa sifsa fel is as if it weren't table. Now, what does that mean? So the way I have the Rash, because he only has two pshatim. This kartsa means the lashon of devik, sticks it together. Your lips are together. That's the problem. Or the lashon of kartsa is it's doichik, it's pressed together. Two pshatim among the Rosh. Is it dovak, stuck together, or doichik, pressed together? That's the two pshatim. Matskana of the pasha of the Rash is, and all the Roshana come out are very clear. The halacha is that if it's together, dovak is beseder. It's only when it's pressed together there's a problem. That's clearly, and therefore the Rash says, if you go together, you have to have open up your mouth before you eat. That's why has to be worried to come inside. However, if it's pressed together, then we do not mind if word does not come inside, because it's royal of. That's two pshatim. Mechaber is very clear. Mechaber Paskins, like the second Malach, he says, what? Ein tzricha l'tayach bia teish kons b'hamayim. You do not have to open up your mouth. As long as it's royal of bia, therefore the Mechaber clearly Paskins, the halacha is that if it's closed in the seder, if it's pressed together, it's a problem. That's clear. Now again, the anhogi is clearly that way. There's a minig. There's a place can go. Moshe says, "Don't be mafakvei, don't be mechoshes." The Gam the Ismael Karhaim wants to argue, and the Avodah Zarah says, "Those are machmor kodesh yom loy." But Moshe anhogi is clear. We keep the mouth closed. It's not a problem. The Gam I saw this got left. Also opened his mouth a little bit all the time. But Moshe kodesh for the Rashi's first mahalach. However, Moshe the claw among the locha among the paiskim is clearly that mouth closed is no problem. That's mechabes simus a paiskim. However, now there's a second thing to build from this. The halacha is when it's dovak b'yaiser, when it's stuck very tightly, b'maisa, it is a problem of a chatzitza. Or there's a problem here. Also, that's clear. Mishnah says, kartsa sifsasel, loy oslo, kilo loy oslo tfilo. What do those words mean? What's the reason over there? What's the swara for it over here? So the way how the Rashi himself explains, not in Parakhes, but the end of the Sechta in Parakyot, over there he says is that why? Because when you press it together very tightly, the outside of your lips is pressing together, and therefore it's a makom gula that you. It's a place that's a gula that will be a mamish not enough. Has to be that mind comes in mamish. Have to have word of in mamish. Therefore, the Rashi says when they press together, what's the bayah? The bayah is a makom gula. And look at the Ramban and the Rashi on the Sugya of Nafsam Zayin. When they discuss this, they say the same. You say the problem is what the makom gula, the outside of your lips, has to be royal be a smaim. Says the Torah. And Moshe is very clear, he comes to bring those who disagree, and they say they're pleas, the whole entire problem, that is a mokum ugula. Myself, Tavasheni, I didn't see anyone bring down a smag, but unfortunately, a smag not the way. The smag says, Kurtzus, if it says, the problem, why could Dovak be Yaiser? And if it's Dovak be Yaiser, it's not royal really to be a smayim. Not royal really to be a smayim. Now, there are two gears in the smag, but any gears to go with, you look in the Rosh on the smag, the Rosh is a Rishon, not the Rosh in the back of the Shas. There's an Isaac Stein, another Rishon on the smag. He's on a standard print of all smags. Over there, he explains with any gears that you go with, the smag holds that it's not royal be a smag. It's a smag, the black and white smag.
What's not royal
be a smag? We'll get to what he says. Saying, again, when it's stuck together very tightly, there's a problem over here. The way the Ramban, Rashi, say why it's Mokum Gula, the way how the Smag is saying it, he's saying why is not will it be a smayim? What's the problem? When it's very tight, the word is not possible to get into your mouth. And therefore the Chokh Mazon is very clear that way, the Chokh Shukhanas to Mahalkum this way, and the Kishon Oracle this way, they tell us that when it's very tight, we're going back to the original Swar of the Rash, that's not really to be a smayim, a second problem over here. It's not really to be a smayim. Now, the Avonim needs beer. The Moshe himself can call Sarah Chashulk and say, clear Gedela, what's going on over here? So, what does it mean? Sarah Chashulk, the way he explains it, he wants to tell you that when it means Dovik Beinani, meaning it opened a little bit, he closed it, but there's little holes here and there, and it goes inside, and the word has to physically be able to go in. When it's Dovik Beyaitzer, therefore it can't get in at all, but it's not where it'll be, it's mine. Again, the Moshe is a clear Gedela. Or another way that others want to explain it, is that if it's dovak totally, the mice, if it sits in the wood a little bit, eventually goes in. The Bada Biker, he wants to be machmi, ends up being machmi, but he's not what the chilik is. He said, not sure why, but dovak baini, if the seder does not need to be royal beis maim, and dovak beis has to, it's a ma'ak about royal beis maim, he's not sure why, but mice, he says to be machmi. Oh, so no, we'll get to serve as that. Mice, what are the nafkaminas? So, posh nafkamina, the ready to attack the soul, says the Bada also brings down. Is let's say it's tight, very tight, but not on the outside of your lips, it's inside. You make it very tight inside of your lips. The point of the Mahalach has to go be Ishmaim, and therefore no problem is Mokum Gula. Say it, no problem at all. Not the exactly, perfect. But not the Mahalach that it has to be that has to go be Ishmaim. The two times make the Oysum go be Ishmaim, even though it's on the inside before you got to buy out the Chatzitza. The Bali says Yafi Mahmu. A second Afkmina is if it's a true bring down Chamud Daniel earlier in the Siman on Sifkal Zayin, when you put your teeth together, you clench it very tightly together. So the Chamud Daniel from the Chuba says, no problem, no Shiloh at all. Come along with the Lachman, the similar Kitchen Mark says, what do you mean? Let's be Choshah, I swear to be a smile. And therefore the Kitchen says to be Mahmu against if your teeth are clenched. Therefore, for example, the Markoyan says, and the Oscar says, make sure your teeth are not clenched. And if they're clenched, you might even have a problem with the Evidy, no matter not even your teeth are clenched. The Vyashim and Mishnah Shulcha says Chashon, don't even be choish at all for the Kitchen Aruch. They can that is not the way. It's like a Moshe. So it comes out this is said over here of Dovah B'Yosef to Machlokes Rishonim. What it means Machlokes Gedolah Poiskim, Machlokes Hanukkah Poiskim, doesn't mean the Baya is a Mokum Gula, or the Baya is it's not really be a Smaim. Now those who kind of that the said over here is Dark Mokum Gula, and does not need to be really be a Smaim. In fact, the Moshe and Maisel, why the Maisel water is not getting in there? It says not really be a Smaim. So Moshe builds upon this tshuva, the same yisoyah. There are two different types of chatzitzas over here that you can add. You have a chatzitza that's covering you, and a chatzitza that's dovek to, that's stuck to you. You want to tie it inside your mouth and welcome the base of storm. If it's covered, it's not a problem. It's only when it's dovek stuck to you, when your bone is stuck between your teeth, that's stuck to you. Again, the body says, I don't know what those words even mean. So tzarechina Moshe. But the way how Moshe says, when it's dovek to you, it's a chatzitza. When it's just inside of you, it's not a chatzitza. Not a problem. Therefore, once a tiny one, when you have lips close together, it's just a covering. A covering is not a problem. When it's glued together, it's a problem. When it's covering, it's not a problem. Based upon this, you study the Moshe says when you have these glass lying inside, it's only covering. It's not dovek. No problem. Based upon this, the Moshe says the context also. It's also no problem. Why? Because only solely a covering upon your eye. If it's not stuck to your eye, you can move. If you have no context, they move around your eye. They float around the eye. So it's only covering upon your eye, it's not stuck to your eye. So based on this, the Moshe says, it's nichol geder beis storm, which in fact is not actually the problem. Who are those who would disagree with you on Taino? Who will not have this hetel, might have other terms at night. But this hetel, who they will not have, will have to argue upon the Moshe upon Adoshim. The Moshe is the Yamangis Chiddush, he obviously is going against numerous. No one says it's Yisoid at all. Moshe, he proves it from the Yisoid that has to be well be his mind, but comes out of Chach Mazal and the kids serve, they argue on this point. Rav Shulchan and Chur don't agree with him. And Moshe said to play a good deal with Rav Shulchan on the Shidur Tyre and of course others. Maestro, kind of a Yisrael thing about Leikas is again, what is the story of Kostas Sifsai Sehel? Is it because of Mokum Gula or Royal B.S. Mayim with numerous Nafkaminas based upon it? Sifl Amates is a case in the Gaya to a person's eye should not be tight, too tight when he closed it or too loose. Open it too much. Why? Either because the kamotum on top or the kamotum inside. Over here, the body rather gets involved with contact lenses because here the discussion of eyes. But where the body ends off, he buys for the evidence. Sorachin is not sure exactly what to do with contact lenses. Might we discussed already one time. Big kavanah chafili should take them out. Void the Shir Shev Levi discussed that this is the reason why he cannot be tevil the Yam HaMelech. Besides, for maybe other reasons, the minerals might be a chafitza. He says, however, Maisi, when you go into the Yam HaMelech, you close your eyes very tightly. And of course, we have a problem, and therefore the chash, and therefore should not be tabled inside the Yam HaMelech. To be saying this chelik is a Ramban that everyone quotes, the title of Mazadim and others. Just to read his words, the Ramban's words, all of us in quote. Mdinich achatzitza loy toiv hoyes odom machma yoshi midaya. A person should not be two machma achatzitzas, umchapesh acha sveikis, lifsel tfilosa bidavakal, why? Kim imkein, ein ladala saif. No ending. The examples are Lo Yachnas Adam Beroisha B'Sveikas Achmorsha Einam Ketzer Soif Kigoyin Atma Einam B'Yoyser. Maybe you made your eyes too tight. Or Korsus of Sasea B'Yoyser. Maybe you made your lips too tight. Rosha Sveikas K'miyuch L'Hochan Bein Atma B'Yoyser Bein Loi B'Atma B'Yoyser. Who can know what's too tight, what's not too tight? Don't go and worry, too tight, not too tight. Especially they say B'Zanein by us, that we could do a tefillah twice. And therefore anyway, maybe it's better not to tefillah, but we wouldn't get in. Now we have Shailas, we have Mayim Maktimim. Maisa, too tight your eyes, your lips. Fine, make it loose, make it close it. To say that don't have to drill your wife after exactly how she did it. If you want to be machen for yourself, for Yom Kippur and for Yom Tovim, might as well your wife. The words of the Ramban is, Loi Tovim Yoyis Adam Machen Yoyis Yimidai. Now, just to mention some other points. First, I mentioned about a week ago, the only one to panic against it, that if you, let's say you did Chafifa, and then you ate afterwards, and then you go to Mikvah, you have to be chosen for Litvul or not. I don't want a tiny lechud before shalach, but afterwards you find nothing inside your mouth. Before it should be mutter. My son, I am back to the chorus, and a sheva kotsi and a verkut. My sheva kotsi very clearly explains what the reason why you have to be machmer. Because what is the reason we're saying that when we're saying chantan alocha that you check afterwards you find nothing there is the seder. That's why it's a sophic. So the bottom be mekel, or only where it will be a smayim, therefore, kol tekin al-bunke, the rice tekin will be mekel. Vice the metzias is the taina, when you eat, let's say, cake, what happens? You have something inside your mouth for the next 20 or 30 minutes, a little backwash, pieces inside are stuck on your teeth that might disappear, but the mice, if you eat cake, and then you go to the mikveh and you come out, there are pieces stuck to your teeth that are there that nifl together be in a makvin. Therefore, the only reason we mekel afterwards is to have a sophic. A sophic don't we mekel. It's not sophic, it's karlovate. Karlovate has something in your teeth. Therefore, a broker, the local mice, told Isha she had to go back. She ate something and went back. And you know, my wife asked me after I did chafifa, want a piece of cake? I said, I don't know, you know, after chafifa, you can't. So fine. So, but mice, that's the reason why you have to go back. Is mitzad the halacha that's not the whole didn't mitzad sofik, not mitzad vaday. Mitzad vaday, the meister, the bayalvi, and the vaday, if you eat something, ask chavifa, and go to mikvah right away. If you go to mikvah an hour later, 2 hours later, maybe time you mouth anymore, nifl and get it sofik. But if you go to mikvah right away, look what you got a bayal, mitzad chapsitza. That's
an hour?
I didn't do it for an hour, no. Meister, it hurts, you got your nails very close. Oh, it hurts. Second point is also skimmed over something back to case of Tzipa Naim is that I mentioned on Monday, but it's glad to mention again is that there's a come along the Taz and says, let's say you forgot to cut your nails on Erev Shabbos, should you get a guy to cut your nails on Shabbos for you? He says it's a chumrah maybe day kula. Why? Because it ends up being that you're going to ask a guy to do it for you and you're being Messiah, so therefore since it's Issa Deraisa for him, therefore you're being Messiah and therefore you're even Issa Deraisa. It says, I'll bring a riot, the Gemara, and I'll cough on base, and Marcus Gemara. It says that when someone gives a haircut, the cost of the pay is the one who gives the haircut is Ivan Isser, or Lois Akivil Pastor Sheikh, and the one who's receiving the haircut is being Messaliah, and therefore is also Ivan Isser. Now, the Gemara over there at the Kasha, Ila Maisa, it's a lav, Shein by Malish first, so why do you get Malchus? The Gemara says, because you're Messaliah, Messiah Yesh by Mamish. So we have a Gemara over there that says Messiah Yesh by Mamish, and therefore, based upon this, says the Shah Taz by us also. He also giving the hand to a goy to cut your nails. It's a misayeya, and therefore it's nichon issa deraisa. That means on Shabbos, the goy is cutting into the pool of grazes, and you're being misayeya, you're even issa deraisa, says the Taz. Now this Taz is essentially my colleagues in Gamchas, negates numerous cases. Come along the shach and disagree. And Becky, you're looking more at Makkah, Akof and Beis, there's a ritual over there. The ritual is Dirus Gemara's. The Gemara over there by Makkah and Nikah by Pei itself, that by a goy. That he's, or yes, some of the payers, the nick of his chai for it, why Messiah, correct the ritual, the Gemara Shabbos is, that when you ask a goy to put on medicine for you, on your eyes, the Gemara says, how can you ask a goy to go do it, I being Messiah, so the Gemara Messiah ain't by mamish. When a goy putting on medicine, you're opening and closing your eyes, Messiah ain't by mamish. So we have a Gemara that Messiah is nothing. So what's going on over here? That's correct the ritual. There's a ritual two truths in. One terrace is really Messiah, Ganshas is really a maestro. Except by Shabbos, since the derech to open and close your eyes, it's Messiah Katan. Well, if it gets as if really Messiah and Ganshas is really Potter. Except since by Payas we have a Pelos of Gloysa Kifu, the Lashon Rav and Rashi explains, is a Makiv and Nikiv. Therefore, it ends up being that only by Payas we had a Kasha. I want to get Malkus, Lavshim, and Maisa. Messiah is enough to make your Lavshim by Maisa. But we have a special Potter, I'm telling you, Messiah is by Mamas, to tell you get Malkus, with it makes him to a Maisa. So come down, the Ritva has two rules. One Terry says, Maseya Ganshas is mamish as if you yourself did it, like Tam Kikim, Maseya Kikir. One Terry in the Ritva is, Maseya is mamish nothing. Come over the Shachbos, the Kuzi Kesim, and he auction the cards and says, the second Terry to the Ritva, and says, the Ikir is the second Terry, Maseya Ganshas is nothing. He comes up, he says, like Machlik is Machkon, the Maseya Ganshas, what is it? The Taz says, Yechayim for it. The Shach says, it's nothing at all. Minatorial Holobophus. What's Nafkamino? So, for example, the Machlokes of Sturma Chabliashim negate the Shadals in India. That was Machlokes. Why? They want to taino that when the priests are cutting off the hair, they know exactly where it's going for. They're going to go sell it for money. It's nothing to do with that cover to the Avodah Zarah. However, the Noshim, who think it's going for the cover to Avodah Zarah, and then being Messiah, if Messiah Ke'ikr, they don't cover to the Avodah Zarah. Come on, Sturma says, the Vadi of Yechoshim the Taz, what are you talking about? And if he wants time in the Shadals in the Shadals over here, come on, a Krovel of Odezara, and the Vadi of Yechoshim the Taz. The Yashim and Krovel is a Chuvis before he had all the problems. says, what are you talking about? The Ikka Zeritzo, the Ikka is the Shas by us, the Torah by us, the Mishnah Brun Simon Shemem, Masayeh Gan Shas is nothing, and therefore it's sad that Isha thinks that she is being, she's doing something like, call a big deal, it's Masayeh, Masayeh in by Mamash Ribachkin. So this, so it comes out, this again, the Machlokes Shach and Taz by us, by Tifar, you think not Nafkamino, Nafkamino is very simple, can you wear Shaitel? Is there a Shaitel of a problem with Taz, avoid the Zohar or not? The Kain of Kain and numerous Nafkaminos are being down based upon this. How to paskin? We paskin the ikkas like the shach. Have the mishavua clearly in simon shemem paskin the shach. Let's say lesser mamash the gan shach. By the shach is not a problem. Or Shlomo said it's very good the gan shach. But what zoro the bechaim yet the machmur that the chidim might the tars that the machmur tars that the rice and if you want to be machmur and shaitels. Well, that's not the idea. We skimmed over with today and again. Third point, Agam, we're finishing off the simon now. Some people think we're going a little bit too slow. So my sense is always time for zoro a little bit quick and other parts of the simon. So. There's don't finish it, Chazara. There's what to be do Chazara upon. But also, in a couple of weeks, we'll be finishing the Chelik Negea to Tefillah. Now, last month, we had a vote exactly what to learn it next. We learn Mikvois next, we'll not learn Mikvois. So I'd like to accept the vote. We'll have a vote again. I'll say exactly why. Don't repeat everybody exactly why. First of all, last time we had this vote, the vote was not much shuffled, straight across the board. Half went one way, half went the other way. That's all. Second, that when the people said, when I said Mikvois, they thought I meant Mikvois, but Tefillah, Chatzitza, and Chatifa, and they did not know Mikvois meant building the Mikvah, there's no Shaykhahs, because we're doing Tefillah right now. Mikvois means the Chelik, just building the Mikvah, nothing to negate, nothing going, no Shaykhahs to it. Separate Sugya, as by now everyone here knows. So, not to confuse anybody what exactly it means. The other choice can be Mezuzah, for Nath and Nizman, for Chodesh Tamas and Nizman, and then Chala and Elzman. A third reason is that the makeup of the Chabur did change. Certain people left, certain people came, and things there. People who left should not have exactly enough to say as people who came who are here, the Maisa. They should have more say than people who left. A fourth reason is the Maisa also, last time I gave the option Yichud, a lot of people time they learned the Yichud already. As far as I know, no one here told me to learn Mezuzah yet. And so I could learn Mezuzah. And I know Mr. Kaplan told me numerous times that every person has to learn Mezuzah, every Rosh learns Mezuzah. I asked him, do you learn it? He said, no. But I always tell people they have to learn it. They have to know it. Very important. You see someone with Mechshelim going around. And you just walk into the Negev Real and you see where the Mezuzahs are. Then it's mind-boggling to forget what went on. Still not exactly sure what went on over there. And a fifth reason is, when I said, since the last time I learned Mekvois 7 years ago, I don't think I ever had a Shalom in Mekvois. And yet, every third week I seem to have a Shalom Mezuzah or Challah, and that I always say, I don't like an Amma Oretz. So again, the vote will go out against the Oilam today. I hope you get to go around this Oilam and not Flocho. We're going to give you a vote.